Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on Who Will Inherit the Ocean, page 181. The kind of leader the world needs. We are not playing. This is very, very serious. No one knows me. You don't know how serious I am. I made a condition in the beginning. More than 20 days I fished for tuna. I had to catch a tuna. There was a reason. Every day I went out. You don't know how serious that time was. When we finally caught the tuna, you don't know the feeling inside when we said, Manze. Now the Muni members go out and catch a tuna. You just laugh and smile. You don't know the meaning of it. I am looking for a member who is strong and really researches how to catch tuna. I have thought deeply about modern civilization. What kind of leader will fix the foundation upon which civilization stands? I have that kind of purpose in teaching you how to catch tuna. You have to be clear and pure. I have to make you pure. You are just looking around at the other boats, but you don't understand why you are out there. You have to dedicate your heart, otherwise there is no meaning. You have to endure hardships. It's a serious matter. I have been thinking seriously all my life. Tuna are not easy to catch. If you were to catch them so easily, it would not have such a meaning. I want to find members who can understand the meaning of catching tuna. I want those people to give lectures. I don't have time to always explain everything. If you inherit my heart this season and have a victorious season, you will want to come back next year. Between seasons, you have to go to other places and speak to the fishermen there about catching tuna. When you go to the ocean, you have to think about many serious things. You have to think about making a living. If you catch 10 tuna, you have made an entire income for 1 year. You can support your family with one season's work. To catch 10 tuna is really no problem. To catch 30 tuna can be done if you develop the skills. That kind of ability is precious. How great it is for you. How great this is for Ocean Church. You must know what is behind you when you work. Don't just work with an external attitude. You have a boat and every day you go out to the ocean. Every time you catch a fish, think very deeply about what you are doing. You are doing this for the future of mankind. You have the One Hope boat. After the tuna, I want to develop fishing for 3 or 4 other species of fish. Then you can fish the entire year. If it's too cold here, you can go further south. I have taught you the foundation for catching tuna. Now we have to study secondary species of fishing. Since 5 years ago, I have been thinking about the kind of fish we have to research and catch. Tuna, striped bass, flounder, fluke, salmon, trout, snapper, and a few others. You have to think about how to support your family and take care of your children. You can take the boats and fish in any area of the coast. Fish every season of the year. If you work as hard on the ocean as you do on land, you will make twice the amount of money. You will see this happen if you practice it. You have to find out and examine it for yourself. I am deeply convinced about this way of life. It is for your future. The fiberglass boat is going to be the future of fishing boats in America. You wait and see. It will become the standard for boats in the future, even up to 80-foot boats. If such a boat has a break or a puncture, we can fix it more easily than if it were steel. I am thinking about the future of the fishing industry in Alaska. I am determined to develop the boat that fishes best up there. I am so serious about this providence. If the Western members don't inherit it, I will push the Japanese to take it. If they refuse to pick it up, I will offer it to the Koreans. If they miss the opportunity, I will give it to the blessed children. If they fail, then my own children will establish it. Why? Because mankind has to inherit this tradition. It is for the future of all mankind. Inherit the future through the ocean. I don't blame you if you don't understand everything today. In 10 years, you will understand what I am talking about. So please just do your very best and inherit what I am doing upon the ocean. It's important for you. It's essential for mankind's future. For example, look at Tyler Hendricks. He was the first PhD graduate. As soon as he graduated, he was asked to come to Ocean Church. He couldn't believe it. I had been working for 7 or 8 years before I could become the top fisherman. But Tyler came along and had to inherit it in one season. No matter how tough it was, he had to do that. It's really impossible, but anyway, he had to find out what it was like. I have been fishing now for 10 years. However, I cannot do that anymore. The purpose for it is in you. You have to research what I have done here and go on from this point. The first thing that you must do is gather all the information around you. Find out about the fish, how it runs. Then find out about the currents in the waters and the shape of the ocean floor where you are fishing. If you do that for tuna fishing, you then know how to do that for any other kind of fishing. Also, don't just take my word or anyone's word. Find out for yourself. Never believe what others say, but first find out for yourself how the fish run and what the water is really like. You have to train your mind to think and question and research like that. That is what you must inherit from me. Those who stay in the Gloucester area should research the catching of tuna. If you catch tuna in the morning, you have the rest of the day to do other things. Research the catching of other fish. Go out and try to catch the striped bass, the flounder, and other kinds of fish. Yesterday, I caught almost 200 pounds of flounder. If you watch me, you will discover what I am teaching you. I am already thinking far ahead and researching how to sell fish that are still alive. That fish can be sold for the best price directly to the restaurants. Many restaurants will keep an aquarium for the customer to choose the fish he wants for his meal that night. The best seafood restaurants will develop this system. This is not new in Japan, but it will be a really new thing in America. There will be a day in the future when the best restaurants will advertise live fish. Even the President of the United States will express his liking for such fish. Also, we have to do research about live bait. We have to develop live bait stores. This will be an enormous business in itself. However, keeping fish alive is a very difficult thing to do. That is why we began with lobster. Lobster is the most difficult to keep alive. If we find the best ways to do that, developing ways to keep fish alive will not be a problem. I am thinking of how to revive the American market. That is a market which really needs new development. We can start by keeping the fish in seawater and sending it to Japan. That will generate the funds and give us practice in the market itself. Then we can develop the market here in America. The better seafood restaurants will quickly see the good points in having live fish tanks. We can make the market expand quickly. You may think, "Oh, Father, that is not for me." But how do you know that this won't be a success? I always think of things that everyone else never thinks of doing. Look at the Washington Times. No one else even thought it could be done in 3 years. But in less than 1 year, we brought it to a brilliant level of success. Everyone is admitting that. I won't let Ocean Church members even come to the office in the future. Don't sit behind a desk. Just put my ideas into action and you will find the success I am talking about. The only hope the Unification Church has for the future lies in Ocean Church. Don't you see how serious your position is? What is the limit of the future of those who go to the ocean? I can say with complete confidence there is no limit. Now, Russia, Japan, South America, and North America are competing, but there is no limit. We can really inherit the future through the ocean. We are people for the future. Our thinking is always for the future. So, the future is for us. In America, the retirement age is 65. But I started at the age of 60. Can you follow me? Why can't you follow me if you are so much younger than I am? You have no excuse. If you come to a difficult point, think of me when I started Ocean Church from nothing. Think of me when I went out fishing with no knowledge and then created the way to catch tuna. You have to go even beyond that. It has to be done. For the future, someone has to do it. You are my hope. If you don't know that, you cannot understand even who you are. The one who is close to me is the one who will determine to be successful on the ocean. After telling you this, should I stay here or go on to something else? Ocean Church members, you shouldn't worry where I might be. As long as you have the same mind and desire that I have, then Ocean Church will succeed. And if you lose all hope, remember that my mind is always with you. I will never, ever forget Ocean Church.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.